Okay, so thank you so much for the invitation to come back and share in your community. It's really a wonderful opportunity. I chose to share a bit differently today with you, because I wanted to be sincere and honest about where I was in my spiritual walk, and I think that's always the best when you are invited to also connect your journey with the journey of faith of the larger global community around the world and connected with the Word of God. So I will talk with you through images this morning, morning for me, and related to the text for today. Tiredness grounds me into a quiet stupor of the spirit. I yearn to be inspired, to be lifted up, set free beyond the place of deadness. The struggle goes on, however, and you and I, God, we exist together with seemingly little communion. Yet in the deepest part of me, I believe in you. Perhaps more strongly than ever. I'm learning you as a God of silence, of darkness, deep and strong. I do not wrestle anymore. Only wait. Only wait for you to bring my dry bones into dancing once again. I chose to share this poem by Joyce Rupp, who has been a mentor and a spiritual guide for me when I lived in the US, because that's how I feel most of the time these days. It's not any like state of depression or spiritual dryness. It's that it is February in Europe, and although it's the shortest month, it just feels like the longest. It is so gray. We are in the thick of a snowstorm, which is very unusual, I hear, for the Netherlands. And it's not stopped raining before the snow for like 2 or 3 weeks. Not to speak about the global pandemic, now going on almost for a year. We are in severe lockdown still. With a curfew, we have to come back by 9 o'clock in the evening. Shops have been closed from the middle of December, except grocery stores. And every border is severely closed, which impedes any kind of international travel. I must have shared last year, it doesn't matter, but I would say it again. I left my life, my position as a professor in the US last year and relocated to Europe because I had a real clarity that God was calling me to a different ministerial direction. And I embraced my vocational shift with enthusiasm and excitement. And then I came to Europe and there was a pandemic. And it's been very hard to make any inroad into the kind of ministry that I want to be involved in, which is the care of victims of human trafficking and refugees. Of course, I see plenty of opportunities for me to offer my gifts as a trauma care specialist into the lives of these people. But there is so much red tape, so much bureaucratic nonsense. And I often find myself dealing with the same kind of frustrations and difficulties faced by the people that I want to help. And so I run into these vicious circles just like they do. And it's a bit difficult to keep up the hope, you know, that there is a way through. I meet with Syrian families, on a volunteer basis. I listen to their stories. And they talk about not being heard. You know, they name things they need. They would like to make some progress toward the integration, but everything comes to a stop, an halt, for some bureaucratic paper that needs to be filed, and it hasn't. And so sometimes I feel not only I don't understand the system here, I also don't like it very much, and I often feel powerless and stuck, displaced, just like they are. And so that poem by Joyce Rapp seemed to really express every part of how I feel. I feel like I'm in a valley of dry bones at the moment. I don't feel distant from God, but I feel like something needs to be enlivened. We need new life in this land. And I didn't want to bring bad news to you this day, but I thought, am I really the only one who struggles with this? Is it possible that whether it's winter or summer, whether you have overcome the more serious part of the lockdown in Australia, and you have a bit more freedom than here, that regardless of the external circumstances of our lives, you do also feel like me sometimes, like you're falling apart, or that things are not getting better, that you just can't cope anymore, a bit broken up and undone, a bit bored, sick of not being able to travel and be free as life used to be. Maybe you feel wiped out and exhausted, empty and joyless. Maybe there are some of us who have been for a long time feeling in a land of dry bones, gasping for new life. So my question is, I ask this to myself, but I would like to invite you to answer this for yourself. Where do you look for help when you feel that way? I know that history teaches us a lot. You know, we've been in a pandemic before, so we look back into history and we see how has the world coped? What have other people done? Can we learn something from them? If it's not about the pandemic and it's a personal heartbreak or depressive moment, you look into your own personal experience. As a therapist, I always ask this question to my clients. If you are stuck in something really painful, let us look into your past. Let's look at how you have overcome this moment before. Maybe the answers are already in a pattern of behavior that is positive, that can get you unstuck. So we look into history, we look into experience, we look into knowledge. I rely a lot on psychology to understand human behavior to do my work. And I ask my colleagues who have written beautiful books, very inspiring and very eye-opening, what helps the human body? What helps the human spirit? What helps relationships get better when we are stuck in a rut, when we are struggling? As people of faith, we also look into our relationship with God. How can we lean on God again? How can we revive the relationship? How can we turn to God again in order to feel the joy, feel the hope once more? We also have the community of faith. We can turn to our brothers and sisters, to our friends, to our spiritual companions and ask, how can you sustain me? Or just be humble and say, will you sustain me? I need your help right now. So wherever you look, wherever we look and find hope, there is also a very special place, which is the sacred text. It's the living word of God. And that's where we usually look for answers when we come to worship on a Sunday morning or in a Sunday afternoon. Or during the week, if we join a Bible study, we turn to the scriptures because we have an expectation that the word of God will speak to us. And so that's where I'll turn now to find some of the answers to my dry bones experience. And hopefully that will be inspiring to you as well. We read the text from Isaiah. And so my invitation, as I read the text and I could not choose on which one to focus today, I thought I would go with all four of them. So the Isaiah text reminds me that when I'm struggling, I should remember who God is rather than who I am. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will feel exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I loved the other translation that you read. It spoke so much more to my heart. But please receive these words and let them bring solace to your heart. Feel the refreshing power on your tired body. Receive them as if they were spoken directly into your life by the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. I, the Lord, will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings like eagles. You, my child, will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. Remember who God is. Remember what God does. Receive God's promises all over again. In the valley of the dry bones, Psalm 147 reminds us to praise and be grateful for what God can do. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. He determines the numbers of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. Can you hear these words into your life? Can you feel the power of these words into whatever experience of brokenness you are feeling? I, the Lord, will heal your broken heart. I will bind your wounds. I will lift you up when you feel downtrodden and will cast the wicked to the ground. You are like this weeping child, and I am your caring and loving parent. I will lift you up when you feel like you have no strength anymore. Can you feel the hope of that message? In the valley of the dry bones, the text from 1 Corinthians reminds us to renew our sense of calling. I looked for a picture of Paul in the way that I imagine him, all wrinkled up and exhausted, and yet declaring, I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. Can you hear the words of the Apostle Paul, the one who was turned around and made a fool by the gospel, the one who traveled, preached, wrote, encouraged, cried, rejoiced, was imprisoned, and was beheaded for the cause of the gospel? Hear the words of his testimony when you feel tired, when you have doubts in your faith, when you want to give up on yourself and your fellow Christians. Hear the words of the Apostle Paul, our brother in the faith, and feel the commitment of his heart. My brother, my sister, for the sake of the gospel, I would do it all over again. And so can you. Can you share in this renewed commitment with the Apostle Paul to not give up on God, but wait, wait, be faithful, wait, continue to do what God asks you to do, wait, be faithful, don't give up. In the valley of the dry bones, the Gospel of Mark reminds us that Jesus is a healer and we should never stop and never give up on turning to him with every need and every concern. Go to Jesus in prayer for every need, for every struggle, for every temptation. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. We have so much sickness in our world, in this moment in particular. Doesn't a miracle sound just great? You still believe miracles are possible? Do you think cure comes by Jesus willing it into our lives? Whatever your theology might be about miracles or the long and hard waiting for a vaccine, which is more our common experience right now, what I hear in the gospel text today is, don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Ask for the miracle. Ask for whatever is tormenting you. If it feels like demon possessing, if it feels like an obsession, a fear, an anxiety, a paranoia, a fear that what's happening around us and the laws and the policies they're making around the pandemic are not for our well-being. If you think the leaders of the earth need some major healing, a turning over of their hearts, to not be afraid to go to Jesus in prayer and ask for what you need. Remember that Jesus remains a healer. He was not the healer only at his own time, but he continues to intervene in our lives. And the miracles may never come in the way we expect them. They might be in very different forms, much more mysterious, much more subtle. But the Word of God does not lie. The Holy Spirit is still present in our world, and we need to trust that and appeal to that and be faithful. Jesus is still the one who can show up in our lives and create something out of the unexpected. Let us not give up on that hope. The good news. We come to church so that the sermon or the readings, the liturgy, the singing, that from the whole experience we might receive some good news. And what is the good news that you've heard for yourself today through this text, through your participation, through your engaging and seeing the faces of your brothers and sisters there through the screen, the still present, still gathered, the body of Christ? What I'm reminded of is of these promises, also from the prophet Ezekiel. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Is there anything more inspiring, more hopeful, more joyful, more life-giving than the promises that God would not leave us in the valley of the dry bones, but will breathe new life into us personally, into us as communities, into us as a global world, and that we can hold on to that? That is the good news. Please join me in this word of prayer. O Holy One, Creator of the galaxies, healer of our broken hearts, lover and sustainer of all creation, we lift our prayer of gratitude for being the God who hears, the God who cares, the God who moves, the God who intervenes, the God who calls, the God who guides, the God who waits, and the God who breathes new life into the dry bones of our humanity, that we may not perish, that we may have life. Amen.